Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Jennifer Domingo.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you. Hello, Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yeah. I have not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you doing today?
It's been a kind of hectic day, but so far, I mean, still early.
It's still early. Okay, well, I will try to get through this as quick as possible. I don't want to take too much of your time. With that being said, again, I want to remind you this is a recorded line. Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in regards of?
Myself.
You're okay. And do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The B cell.
Is it diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And how are you doing now?
I'm actually in remission, thank God.
Okay, I'm really, really happy to hear that. I'm really, really happy to hear that.
So good.
Again, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to ask all the required questions. A couple of them are a bit repetitive, so please bear with me. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date were you diagnosed?
It was in 2019, like November.
Do you remember the month?
November.
November? So about 11, November 1st, 2019?
Yeah, it was, around about that date.
And
my birthday month. Time.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or work?
It was at home.
At home, okay. And do you remember the address of where you used it?
My home address.
Okay, and what is your home address?
My address on my card, or actually, I use it more than one place because I moved. So, now you want the address on my ID or the address that I lived at before there?
Any address that you used around the bat.
Okay, so it's 2601 South Grand Canyon.
South Grand Canyon, and what is the city on that?
It's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Okay, so I have 8601 South Grand Canyon Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada.
2601.
Okay, so 2601 South Grand Canyon Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89117.
Yes.
Okay, and then can I get the other address as well?
It's 913 North Major. It's Henderson, Nevada, 89015.
Okay, so I have 913 North Major Ave in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89015. And then is there any other address you used it at?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And did you happen to have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then can I get your date of birth?
November 20th, 1979.
So you were about, I want to say, 40 years old at the time of diagnosis? Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
It was over the course of like 7 years.
7 years? Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a resident or a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And the following are going to be yes or no's regarding your past and present medical history. Have you had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Organ transplant? Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And a family history of cancer? All right, thank you so much for that information. And then can I have you go ahead and spell your first name for me?
Jenniffer.
Okay. And then your last name, is it Domingo?
Yes, like Sunday in Spanish.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
You said female, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, female.
Okay,
Sorry.
sorry, it cut out a little bit. And are you
I
currently
know it's like
married?
I'm becoming you're clicking in and out. No, I'm not.
Okay. And then can I get your full social, please?
566
87
878313.
It's 8313 as the last four?
Yes.
Okay. And then again, I want to confirm for your date of birth, I have November 20th, 1979. Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
I'm 5'2", 160.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
It's Lynn, Lynn, Domingo, Domingo, Jen, Jen, at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then for your phone number, I have 620-474-6007. And then is this your home or your cell number? I mean, yeah, your home or your cell?
The cell number. You asked
Okay.
me for the smartphone. Yeah, it's a smartphone.
Okay.
Same number.
Sorry, look, a couple of questions are a little bit repetitive.
Oh, you're fine.
And
No
then,
worries.
how did you first learn a connection between Roundup and your lymphoma?
I'm not, I mean, I just went, just noticed the test, like I was having side effects, I guess, like I just had some rashes and swelling in my neck, coughing.
Was this before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, so you found out, was it
It
the
was just
doctor
like
that
things
told
I
you there
just
might be
like
a
noticed
connection?
that was happening. Yeah, like things were happening, so yeah.
Right, thank you so much. Okay, and then when
I
was
really
that?
shortness of breath. Yeah. I
What
was
date did you
in
become aware of your injuries becoming related to Roundup?
It was actually like the course of the time that I used it. I just noticed like little at times, and then when I wasn't diagnosed till like 2019, so.
So around the time you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
So about
But
November 1st, 2019,
I
is that
seen like an
correct?
ad on the TV, something like I seen an ad on TV, and I just.
Okay, so I just want to confirm. So your doctor also made a connection around the time that you were diagnosed, which is November 1st, 2019, and you also saw an ad on the TV.
That's where I filled out the claim form.
Okay, but that's both of those times is when you realized that there was a connection between the Roundup and your injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And how many times, if you had to estimate, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
Probably like once a month or per year.
Okay, so
Roughly like that.
every year out of the month? I mean, I'm sorry, every month out of the year?
Yeah. Every month, yeah.
Okay, so about 12 times, is that
Weeks.
correct? Okay, and did you spray Roundup for at
Never
least one?
really kept track of it like that, but
No worries. I'm going to
I
ask you
used
a
it like
couple I'm going to ask you a couple numbers questions. So did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year and month did you start spraying Roundup, if you had to estimate?
October 2012.
And then what year did you, or what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
I used it for like till 2019.
Okay. If you had to estimate the month.
November.
So right when you were diagnosed?
Around the time.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I did not.
Okay.
Sprayed it, so.
Okay. And then where did you apply it?
To use required gear.
Okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to?
It was like 12 to 13 meters, this like yard, front yard, grass, backyard.
All right. Thank you so much. And then I just want to confirm the state that you used it in was Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So the next couple of questions are a bit repetitive, but I am required to ask them. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly through landscaping at home?
Yeah, just at home, just using it in my yard.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
I just used a spray bottle, so.
Okay.
Okay, that's.
Did you use it yourself?
Directly, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. Have you
ever smoked? And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Yeah. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number?
I would say almost 100 times.
100 times? Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I pay for the water.
Okay. And have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange? So hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I said no.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, it keeps cutting out. Mm-hmm. And what type of Roundup?
I was like, I don't know if it's on your end or mine, but.
Yeah. What type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or premix?
A concentrate.
Concentrate. And do you remember the store of where you purchased the Roundup?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
I don't. I threw the bottle. Yeah, I threw
it. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do happen to find anything Roundup related in your home, not to destroy or tamper with it, just because it will help you with your case if needed, okay?
All right.
And have you ever smoked? Have you ever smoked?
Go ahead. Smoke cigarettes?
Any type of smoking.
Yes.
Okay. And how many years did you smoke for?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And are you currently employed?
I'm not.
No, okay. And have you ever lost any time?
I have a child, so I stay home.
Okay. And have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
Nope.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Nope.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, we're almost done here. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
And what is their name?
It's Dr. Sangyu.
And that is in Henderson, Nevada, correct?
No, it's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is it Sangu Lee?
Do you want?
Huh? Is it Dr. Sangu Lee?
Zangwu. Zangwu.
Yeah.
Can you spell it for me, please?
At Mountain View Hospital. Z-I-A. Yeah. Z-I-A. W. Did you get that?
You're a little bit, you're cutting out a little bit. Are you close to your phone or are you blocking the bottom of your phone?
My phone keeps cutting out. I don't know.
is the bottom of your phone covered at all?
If I can catch it better. It's Z as in like X-I. X-I-A-N. I'm like, did you say Z? I said Z. It's X-I-A-N-T-U-O-W.
And that's in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't find it online. Okay, I just want to confirm. Did you say X-I-A?
Spell it again.
X-I-A?
No, it's not Z, it's X.
So yes, X-I-A.
X-I-T-U-O. And the first, it's, and then it's W-U, the second.
Okay, that's probably why.
So it's
X-I-A-N-T-U-O space W-U?
Yes.
Okay, now I
yes.
found it.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
No worries. It's just the connection.
I know, it's really like, it's a really strange name.
And then is it the San Martin Oncology Clinic of where you were treated? I mean, of where you were diagnosed?
I'm at Mountain View Hospital.
Mountain View Hospital?
I've seen him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if I can find Mountain View Hospital. Mountain View Hospital, look, is it 3100 North Tenaya Way in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And zip code is 89128. Yes. And do you have your doctor's phone number by chance?
702-964-7000.
Okay, thank you so much. And then do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis
yes,
and type? Okay,
yes,
thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the diagnosing doctor, is that the same as the doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And is that at the Mountain View Hospital? Hello, Jennifer, can you hear me?
Yes.
Were you treated at Mountain View Hospital or was it a different facility?
Yes, I said yes. Okay. You must not be hearing me.
No.
Yes. I was.
And then what date were you treated?
Sorry. Treated more than one time.
Okay. The first treatment or the first initial treatment. When did you start treatment?
I did testing on like November 7th of 2019.
Okay.
And then when I was diagnosed in 19.
Okay. And then what date did you start treatment, if you have to ask me?
I did like, I'm sorry?
What date did you start treatment?
I'm trying to think. Probably have to check my paperwork because I don't even remember.
Okay. If you have to ask me, was it in the month of November?
Same time. Within the month.
Within the month?
Probably November.
Okay. Was it towards
when I was diagnosed? I probably just started this.
Okay. So roughly around what date in November? If you had to estimate a date.
Yes.
Okay. You keep cutting out. Sorry, one more time.
I know, I don't know what it is, and I'm not even moving. I'm in the same spot, but
All right, say that one more time. What date?
November 20th.
20th? Okay, thank you. Is the bottom of your phone covered at all?
I'm sorry?
Is the bottom of your phone covered at all?
No. Oh, okay. Like, I'm just sitting here. It's just okay. Me. I'm just sitting. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why it keeps cutting out. And it's
okay.
Like,
well,
you're cutting out, and I'm cutting out, but on both ends, so it's weird.
All right, we're almost done. What type of treatment did you receive? Okay. Did you receive any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Just the chemo through injections.
Okay. Anything else?
And then I had some radiation, and then I had pain also.
Did they give you any medications?
Just morphine.
Okay. So medication as well. Okay. And then how has your diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
Dramatically. And I have 4 kids. It was a lot.
So it was a lot to juggle?
Yeah, and I also have like a 15-year-old that has cerebral palsy, so...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot for me.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now, and at least something is taken off your plate.
I appreciate that. Yes. Another hurdle overcome.
All right. So, 2 last things. What is your current full address?
2601 South Grand Canyon. The same one that you have in its apartment, 1081 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
You said apartment 1081?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have 2601 South Grand Canyon Drive, apartment 1081, located in Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, zip code 89117.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. All righty. And we do request an emergency... We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She doesn't live with me, but she's my mom. And Mom, what's your phone number? 702.
702-624-1435. And do we have permission to contact your mom?
Yes, you have permission to contact my mom.
Okay. And then can I get her first and last name?
Her first name is Jackie.
J-A-C-K-I-E.
Domingo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said she doesn't live with you, correct?
No.
Okay. Just want to confirm. Alrighty, with that being said, we're just done. I just want to review the information with you really quickly just to make sure I have everything correct. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around November 1st, 2019?
Yes.
And you sprayed at home at the addresses of 2601 South Grand Canyon Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89117, and 913 North Major Ave in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89015.
Yes.
And you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 7 years?
Yes.
And I have your first and last name as Jennifer, spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Last name Domingo, spelled D-O-M-I-N-G-O. And I have your date of birth as November 20th, 1979. And I have your social security number as 566-87-8313.
Yes, correct.
And I have your height and weight as 5'2", 160 pounds. And I have your email as Lynn, spelled L-Y-N-N, Domingo, spelled D-O-M-I-N-G-O, Jen, spelled J-E-N, at gmail.com.
Yes.
And I have your phone number as 620-474-6007.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see. I have your diagnosing doctor as Xintuo Vu, spelled with an X, X-I-N-T-U-O, space W-U?
It's X-I-A-N-T-U.
Okay, so X-I-A-N-T-U-O?
A-N-T-U-O.
Okay.
And then Wu, W-U.
W-U. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. Here, let me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text it to you. Tell me.
Dr. Wu.
I'm going to text it to you just to make sure I have it spelled correctly, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me know once you receive it. It's going to be from a 949 number. Did you receive it?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I have the physician address as 3100 North Tenaya Way in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89128. And the phone number I have for your doctor is 702-964-7000. Mm-hmm. And in regards to treatment, it was the same doctor at Mountain View Hospital, roughly around November 20th, 2019.
Yes.
And you received chemo and radiation as treatment, as well as medication?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You received chemo, radiation, and medication for treatment?
Yes. And okay. I said like the 12th.
Okay, the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, so I just want to confirm for the date of treatment, I have November 12, 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your current address as 2601 South Grand Canyon Drive, apartment 1081 in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89117?
No, it's 89. Is it 89? Yeah, it's
8917. 89117?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I have your emergency. It's okay. I have your emergency contact as your mother that does not live with you. And we do have permission to contact her. And her name is Jackie, spelled J-A-C-K-I-E. Last name Domingo, spelled D-O-M-I-N-G-O. And I have her phone number as 702-624-1435. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You're going to receive a text in the next minute or so regarding those documents.
Okay. Let me check now.
Give me one second. Okay, you should receive them right about now.
It's a text message. Okay. Does it have to load?
Okay, so what you're going to do, go ahead and put me on speaker. You should have received a text from a DocuSign. It should say Mass Tort Strategies and my name, Shireen. Go ahead and click on the link. Once you click on the link, there's going to be a bunch of yellow buttons that you kind of have to click through and navigate. So click through those yellow buttons, and it'll prompt you where you need a sign. And then if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay. Loading right now. So please review. Okay, so you recognize this email. Look, sent email to you. Agree to electronic signatures. Click start. I just kept tapping down.
Yeah, just keep clicking around.
You're done signing.
Okay, you're done signing. Let me see. Okay, perfect. So Jennifer, I just received it on my end. Jennifer, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being patient with me on the phone given the situation of the bad connection. And I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. I'm wishing you nothing but the best. With that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line, that 949 number. So if you need to reach me for any reason, you can contact me there. If you run into anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can also send them my contact information. I'd be more than happy to help them. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours. So they just need to verify the case with you. They can't start your case without speaking to you on the phone. So just be on the lookout for that from that call within the next 24 to 48 hours. So they can get started on verify your case and then get started on your case. But again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay, Jennifer.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.